Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Chavdal, Mishnah Dal, Chapter 24, Mishnah 4. Mishnah continues discussing what is permitted to be fed to an animal on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Mechadchin Asadiluin, one may cut up melons or gourds that were picked before Shabbos, Lifnei HaBehema, in front of an animal on Shabbos. And even though usually these gourds or these melons are for human consumption, so therefore you may say it's considered muktzah pertaining to giving it to the animal, still the law is it's permitted. Similarly, if an animal died on Shabbos and you have the carcass of the animal, one may cut it up in front of his dogs, his pet dogs, and give it to them. Even though before Shabbos this animal was alive, it was not yet, the meat was not there. Still, the Tanakhama holds, the first rabbi holds, that it's permissible to give it to the animals. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the animal was not dead already before Shabbos, asura, it's prohibited to give it to your dogs on Shabbos, because it wasn't prepared or specified, designated before Shabbos, and therefore it's considered muktzah. Let's see Mishnah 5, the final Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. It says the Mishnah like this, Mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos. One may absolve or abolish a vow on Shabbos. This is referring to a father or a husband. The law is that both a father and a husband, if their daughter or their wife made a neder, made a vow, there are certain times when they're permissible for the father to be made for it, to abolish the vow, if she's a single girl. And similarly, the husband, especially if it pertains to the husband, of matters that apply between the husband and the wife, he has the right to be made for them. He can abolish them. However, he can only do it on the day that he hears about it. Now, if that day is on Shabbos, the halacha is that he may be made for, he may abolish the nether, the vow, because it's the only day that he could do it, therefore it's permitted to do it on Shabbos. Similarly, anyone who made a vow, if the vow is somehow limiting them on Shabbos, they're permitted to go to a chacham, they're permitted to go to a rabbi or somebody who understands the laws, and tell him, listen, I made this vow, but now I regret it. If I would have known initially, I never would have made the vow. So for example, let's say a person made a vow that they're not going to drink wine, and it comes Shabbos and they want Kiddush. They can't have Kiddush. So they go to the rabbi and they say, Rabbi, you should know initially when I made my vow, I didn't realize I had to drink wine for my heart health or whatever it is. That could be done on Shabbos, because since it pertains to matters of Shabbos, it's permissible. Continues the Mishnah. Pokekin is Samar. One may close up a window on Shabbos. See, in those days, the windows were just a hole in the wall. There was nothing sealing it. But let's say it rained or it was too sunny, then they would seal it. They would put a board of wood, or maybe they would put some type of pillow to seal it. The halacha is that's permissible on Shabbos, and we don't say that that's like building or bona. Omod deines amatlas, says the Mishnah. Even though ordinarily one is not supposed to measure on Shabbos, but one may measure a piece of cloth that touched the sherech, that touched a bug. And then later that piece of cloth touched, you know, food or something that's taros, that's pure, to see if the piece of cloth was the prerequisite sheer amount that it would transmit and carry over tumah, which the Gemara teaches us, Mishnah teaches us, is called shalosh etzbos al shalosh etzbos. If it's three fingers width by three fingers width, then it's sufficiently large enough to transmit tumah, spiritual impurity. So on Shabbos, one may measure to see if it is the size that is able to transmit tumah. That's a mikvah, or mikvah. Halacha is a person is allowed to measure on Shabbos a mikvah to see if it has the prerequisite 40 se'ah, which the Gemara teaches us is in terms of height, not in terms of value, is an amma by an amma, width and length by three ammas tall. The halacha is the rabbis permitted a person to do that on Shabbos, because if they need to go to the mikvah, they have to make sure the mikvah is kasher. Concludes the Mishnah. Omasa, there was a story. Bimei aviv shel Rab Tzadok. In the days of the father Rab Tzadok, bimei Abba Shaul ben Batnis, and in the days of Abba Shaul ben Batnis, shepakaku es hamor betafiach. They closed a window with a small little pitcher of earthenware. Bekasheres hamikeda begemi. And then they placed a piece of gemi. Gemi is a hollow type of hollow reed. Leida to see to see if there is in the barrel a crack that's the size of a tefach. What does this mean? So Rashi explains that this is the details of this case. That there was a small little walkway between two homes. And in this walkway, there was a dead person. And the problem is, there was a barrel with a crack that was on top of the barrel. So the problem is that there's a possibility that if that barrel is is ohel. It's kind of over the dead person. So it's as if there it's like a roof on the dead person, and then in the house to either side, if there's a window, then the tumah can go into that house through the window. So the people in the house didn't want anything to become tummy. So what did they do? They sealed up that window with a small little earthenware vessel. The law is that earthenware vessels don't contract tumah from the outside, only if you put something inside of them. So hopefully that would seal up the window and that would prevent the tumah, the spiritual impurity, from coming through. And then they also went and they measured the barrel to see how large the crack is, because if the crack was a tefach, which means there was a hole which was the size of a tefach, then it could the tumah could go through that vessel and it could be a problem. Or it could not be a problem if it goes through the vessel. It won't go into the house. So the bottom line is that they had, within this case, both things mentioned in the Mishnah previously. Number one, they closed the window, and that was permissible on Shabbos. And they also measured to see if within the barrel that was on top of the dead person, there was a tefach by a tefach. So that was measuring on Shabbos, but both of those were permissible because they were an immediate need for Shabbos. This concludes Maseches Shabbos. To all of you who have been along for this journey, it is such a great schus and an honor to learn with you each and every day, the same way that we finish Maseches Shabbos, we should begin many other Masechtas and finish them in good health and happiness. Please join us tomorrow as we begin a brand new Masechta, Maseches Erevin. Have an amazing day and a wonderful upcoming week.